Okay, great. So I don't have a live-in maid. I don't know if anyone here has a live-in maid. Right. No, the time I had it, so I had a live-in maid for 1 week, you know, for 1 week when my wife gave birth. So we had a live-in maid, but really it's really a live-in master. You know, my wife gave her chicken the first night, and then the second night she gave her chicken, and she said chicken last night. As if my wife was cooking, you know, the day after, you know, whatever people gave us, you know, we just, hey, my kids are eating chicken two nights in a row. But apparently, the live-in maid, it wasn't good enough to have chicken two nights in a row. Anyway, whatever, it's fine. The point is that there are other issues you have with a live-in maid, but for now we're just going to talk about certain Hilchos Shabbos issues that come up. So it's really kind of like we're kind of closing a topic really here, because we've done a couple weeks of business, you know, non-Jewish, Gentile, you know, Jewish type of Shabbos issues. So this is kind of a little bit of a recap, but don't worry, if you missed anything previously, you can still follow this. In one sentence, it boils down to all of Amir al-Akams, at least in this context over here, boils down to one distinction about a Kablan versus a Schirio. Simply put is, are you hiring him for the work? You hire someone for the job. In other words, I hire someone on Tuesday to do me a job. So for the most part, simply put, they can do it on Shabbos because they are just responsible for the job. When they do it, is irrelevant to me. That's a simple one-liner. Don't pass it off that line. Don't pass it off anything I say, but definitely don't pass it off that line. Yeah? But that's a Kablan. The flip side of that is a Schirion. If I pay someone for his wages are for the day, and I'm paying him for Shabbos wages, so it's usher, fine. Here's the trick question, and this is new, but this is the tricky thing. Let's say it's both. What do you mean by both? Or a mixture. Where I'm hiring them for a set time to do a set job. In other words, to write me a Sefer Torah. I don't know, whatever the case is, you know, whatever it is, or to weave the Shulchan Aruch, to lichtov Sefer, to write me a book, you know, or to, you know, weave my clothes for me, and they have a week to do it, or they have, let's say, a month to do it in, and I'm going to pay them for the job. So is that Schir Yom or is that Kablanis? Sounds like Kablanis. Why? Because I'm paying him for the job, but I'm also giving him a time limit. So it doesn't make a difference. But am I benefiting when he... But let me ask you a question. Am I benefiting when he does it on... I give him a month to make me a... You know, my brother-in-law's wedding is in 6 weeks, so all my kids need dresses again, so my brother got married 6 months ago, it's a different color, though, so they need different dresses. Fine, anyway, no, so I hire someone to make me a dress, I tell them it needs to be done in 6 weeks, right? So I am benefiting from their doing it on Shabbos. But then again, I'm paying them for the making the dress, right? I don't care when he does, but here I do care. That's why it is a little bit tricky. Because I have a time period when I need it done. Oh. Okay, good. So you're all mechavin to the Rambam, but it's not so simple. One second. Yes. Right. But I don't give him the time. Meaning if I give him a set time... So maybe then it's different. Meaning, if I just leave it, drop from the cleaners, and I know I don't need it on Monday, you know, maybe it's a little bit different. Let me read you the Rambam. I'll read you the Rambam. Yeah. Okay, so fine. Right, so maybe that's cleaners would be different. But let's say it's, you know, writing a Sefer Torah, and it's going to take at least a week. It's really let's say I give him a month to do it, or whatever, writing a book. Or getting sewing dresses. Let's say he needs to chush of a wedding, so he needs to sew the dresses. It's going to take. Correct. But I'm doing it on Shabbos, so I redo the Rambam. So okay, he says first. He talks about the regular din of Kablan. He says posek adam imanochri al malacha the kotzid stamim vanochri osu atzmo apa bishu osu ba Shabbos mutter. That's the regular din. If I tell a nochri to do me a malacha. And I say, I give him a certain amount of money, you know, to do the malacha. And I say, do it whenever you want. Fine, it's minutes mutter. But then the Rambam says a line which is not found in the Gemara. He adds on his own line, and it's based on other Gemaras, but it's a mechudish. He says, v'chein ha-socher es ha-nochri, v'yomim harbe. So I give him a lot of time, but it's for time here. It's not for the malacha itself. Mutter afapi she'osa b'shabbos, which is exactly what you're saying, Kate said. Kagon she'sakra nachri v'shana oshrastayim she'ichtovlo. I want him to write me a novel. You know, I'm running for the president, so I need to, you know, publish an autobiography. So I tell this nachri, look, I'm running for president 2016. I need my autobiography to be done in a year. So, you know, whatever, in 7 months, you have 7 months to write my autobiography. Okay, oshiyaroglo, or to weave me a beged. So I raise a kosev v'oreg b'shabbos. He could do it on Shabbos. Umutter ki'ilu kata timo sheichtav lo sefer oshiyaroglo beged shuosu b'chole sheirtz. It's like what you said. He could do it whenever he wants. I don't care if he does it on Shabbos. I don't care if he misses, you know, the football game to do it on Sunday. I don't really care when he does it. As long as I'm not like checking in on him every day, how's your progress today? Tonight I'm going to call him Matzei Shabbos. So fine. All is good in the world of Torah. It should be 100% mutter. Says the Ravid, Dover ze lo nahir v'lo tzahir. Doesn't make any sense. Even though I don't care when he does it, so mishtar shalei is a tricky word. It kind of means, I think, that you're benefiting from it. Meaning I technically benefit by him doing it on Shabbos because I have a deadline and every second, everything that he does, that's the Rambam's point. The Ravid says, though, but look, am I benefiting that he's one step closer by doing it on Shabbos? If I don't care when he does it, if he does it Shabbos Sunday, and I don't, any guys. Correct, correct. Oh, yeah. What do I care? So how does the Mishnah Brura? Yeah. Back up 1 second. Yeah. 6 months to do it, yeah. Yeah. No, he could do it. He could do it if he doesn't work on Shabbos, it sounds like, right? It sounds like the Nachri could finish the task if he doesn't work on Shabbos. But when he does it on Shabbos, I'm now one step closer to my deadline. Well, there definitely is a 1 second. There's definitely a time limit over here. I'm saying you have six. I'm weddings in 6 weeks. I need my daughter's dress and soap, right? Agreed. I agree. You're saying it should be mutter completely because. Oh, because you're saying because he worked. Oh, so that's you're supporting the right man. And I mean, I'm not following you. So say it one more time. Yeah. Yeah. No, you know what? But that's awesome. Yeah. But let's say, but, yeah. Yeah. Right. And I'm going to deliver it in 2 weeks. Yeah. Because then he delivers it 2 weeks. But I think the Ravid would say, even if you give us it in 6 weeks. Right. Well, 1 second. What's about? Right. So look, listen to what Mishnah Berurah says. Oh. No, it's good. Look, isn't this exactly the machlokas? One second. So this is the machlokas. 1 second. Oh. Okay. So how do you understand? So how does Shulchan Aruch buy? This is the machlokas. Look, what's the machlokas, Rambam and Rambam? What's the Rambam's going to tell you, clearly. Rambam, we all understand. Everyone likes the Rambam here. Everyone says, I understand the Rambam because, well, I don't care if he does it Shabbos, he does it Sunday. I need it in 6 weeks. He's going to get it in 6 weeks. Who cares when he does it? That's what Shulchan Aruch says. He quotes the Rambam. But then Shulchan Aruch says, "V'yesh mish oser besocher eni Yehudi v'zman." He quotes the Ravid as "Yesh mish omer." How does the Mishnah Berurah understand them? At least the free the Magen Avraham. Yeah, if they come to me extra credit with one of the Taz. Now the Taz learns the sugya afterwards. We can discuss Taz is a whole different way to learn the sugya. But simply put, the Magen Avraham says, "Oladas." Mishnah Berurah is quoting the Magen Avraham. "Oladas a Magen Avraham." Well, how do you understand it? The Svilei Ravid da Yisrael marviach b'masha osa b'shabes. The Jew benefits by the guy doing it on Shabbos. Why? The Shema Yitzdarich Gam Lamachar Lichtov Velo Yuchal Laso Shnayim Keechod. What's the Svara? Let's say I'm going to realize on Shabbos. So what happens? Nachri only needs 2 months to do it, and it's a, I give him 6 months. He does it on Shabbos. You're saying it should be totally a month, right? Because he could do it. He doesn't have to. But what's the fear? The fear is, well, maybe I'm going to need the Nachli in 2 months from now to realize, oh, no, the other person I was hiring messed up my wife's dress. So I give the same dress who was working on my kid's dress, I give him my wife's dress also. But if he's still working on my daughter's dresses, what's he going to say? No, I can't take your wife's dress now also. Because since I do benefit by the Nachri working on Shabbos, because the more you said if he gives it to you, because he gives it to you earlier, so then I benefit. So the always, it didn't. Look, I read it to you. The Yisrael Marviach Mashos B'Shabbos, the Shema, maybe, Yitzarech, lost the place, sorry, Shema Yitzarech Gam L'Machar, meaning maybe on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday of next week, I'm going to need him still, Lichtov, to write me out, Lo Yucha L'Asu Shneim Ke'echad. He's not going to have time for me because he's still busy doing my daughter's dresses, which he couldn't. He could do my daughter's dresses whenever he wants. I told him 6 weeks to that my daughter's dress is finished. But 3 weeks into it, I realized, oh, shoot, I need him to do my wife's dress also. But now if he's only halfway done with my daughter's dresses, he's not going to be able to be due. So do I benefit by him doing it on the first Shabbos and the second Shabbos of the 6 weeks? For sure, because now he'll be more panoi, he'll be more open up, available for me to give him more work. It's a pelisvar. Assume we don't pass him like the right. You want to be a Mako, you want to pass him like the Rambam, it's 2 days, sounds like the Rambam, everything should be mutter. However, the Dafka says the Ramah, Shesokro Lemaleches Miuchedes, Kagon Beged Werog Osef Lechtov. But if you hire him for Kol Malachas, in other words, a living maid who is supposed to do everything for you, it's never the case, but you hire them for multitasks, not just hiring them to sew you a Beged. In that case, he says, even the Rambam would say, Mekulei Alma is Aser. So all of a sudden, even if you're making like the Rambam, if I give a dress to a seamstress to dress to sew for 6 weeks, then it's mutter to do it on Shabbos. Then it's because again, he could do it whenever he wants. But right, why? Because if I give him kol malachos, why am I benefiting on Shabbos? Because exactly, says the Mishnah Berurah. Exactly why? He says because they'll be able to. He doesn't speak it. He says because on Sunday, I'm going to need him to do for sure something else. The Svar of the Ravid comes to life for sure when I'm hiring him for every malacha. In other words, if I'm just hiring for a seamstress, what are the chances that my wife's dress is going to get messed up and now I'm going to use the same seamstress? It's a far al chashash. But when I hire a Nachri to be my personal, helper or whatever, valet helper for 6 weeks, so now, for sure, there's a chance that I'm going to need him to do something else on Sunday. Because, right, and exactly, and therefore I can keep on giving. Exactly. Agreed. If you have a specific list of tasks, then you're for sure mutter. But your living maid doesn't have a defined list. Exactly. Listen to this chumra of the Mishnah Berurah, but don't fall asleep after this because then you're going to come out to Machmer. Yeah? When mitamzeh, yesh limchos biyad hashfachos kishosin malaches adunayim b'shabbos. You should be moche. You should complain if you're not allowed to have a shivcha do malacha for you on Shabbos. Right? Afil kishosin shalo b'beis Yisrael v'shalo b'tzivei balein. Even if you don't command them, tohem schurin l'chol malachos. Because since you need their work and you're going to need them on Sunday, on Monday, Tuesday, everything they do on Shabbos, they're benefiting you. Because if she washes your clothes on Shabbos, she's going to be free to change her linen on Sunday. Whatever, yeah. It sounds like at this point, Lafita Mishnah Berurah, I have five, six more minutes to come out with some coolers. Yeah? But at this point, the Mishnah Berurah, for sure, also. I would have Livin Nachri is allowed to do Gornish. Fun. Well, and why? The one is because it's like a Schirio. Comes along, you need modern Svarim today. Because, look, Mishnah Berurah is 100 years ago. Yeah? So this commerce on Shabbos, listen to what he quotes. Then he quoted a Sefer, which I, fortunately, my wife's Sefer. She said, I had it. It's a good. We got married. I inherited some good sperm here, so I found it in the bottom of my drawers. I actually saw this 2 minutes before. He quotes. Listen to what he quotes. He says many contemporary poskim are of the opinion that in general a modern day living maid would be classified as a kablon and not a schirio. But it's different nowadays. Why? This is especially true when the maid is not obligated to work more than 6 days a week and may take a day off on either Shabbos or Sunday. So the way it was with me with the agency, you know, that we used, it was, I think it was you pay a certain amount for 6 days of a week, and but you pay, I mean, it's a week, you hire them for a week, but they work 6 days. You get to, they get to choose, you get to choose. So we let them choose, and they said they wanted Sunday off. So if they want Sunday off, they want to work for me on Shabbos. But then again, so since there's one day off, they're not obligated to work more than 6 days a week and may take a day off. He says all of a sudden they become like a kabbalan because it's not for unlimited tasks. It's not like I'm hiring them for unlimited. There is a certain set restriction that you said because there is a set time period that's only 6 out of 7 days. And who does he quote from this? He quotes his father-in-law, which is one second, father-in-law Shlomo Miller. And then, but he doesn't quote, it's not like he's quoting, you know, other, you know, more than the past 50 years. He's quoting his father-in-law, Shlomo Miller, who's still alive. And then he quotes the sanctity of Shabbos. Yeah. Right. So 7 days a week would be problematic because you could, I hired the agency. It's called 7 days a week. But if they're working 7 days. Yeah, it's 24/7. Yeah. I'm not sure. That's a tricky case. Right. Or my booby has 24/7 coverage. You know, you need coverage. It's, right, so you know it's not the same person though. So that's interesting. That's your question. It's a different person. I'm not sure. Really, right. So I wasn't so good at that one. I had 6 out of 7 days. That 7 days is very tough. It's very tough. Yeah, we had a week. Yeah. So listen to what he says here. He quotes so on the footnote, it's interesting. He quotes Sanctity of Shabbos. He doesn't call it by the English name. He calls it by the Hebrew name. Hilchos Amiro Akum. But he says, in the footnote here, it's the beginning of living maid and part-time help. On the footnote here, he says that, first he says on top here, a living maid is generally classified as a kabbalah. That's connected to Mishnah Berurah. Then he quotes, Kain Shamati Mimarana Goin Rav Moshe Feinstein. You've heard of him? So Rav Moshe Feinstein's pretty machmir. I mean, pretty make of it. May I go to Shlomo Zalman Arbach? He says Shwita. No, Nebuch. It was written a long time ago, yeah? Or may I go and Reb Scheinberg Shwita? Also Nebuch. Is now no longer Shwita. But this is written whatever it was. Whatever year it was, probably 20 years ago. So all of a sudden, you now have three tremendous poskim who are with Kula. I don't know when this. We can look afterwards when it's written. But the point is, now all of a sudden, it changed the game. So now if we're talking about that they're a kabbalan, so now all of a sudden, certain things are mutter. However, don't forget then, a kabbalan itself is not so pushy. You have to go back to the first thing we said about the first year that we gave about building houses. Kabbalan is not so mutter. Kabbalan has four criteria, and we'll just say them out, but he quotes them, which you have to make sure you cover. It has to be that, like, it's not, you can't tell them to do work. I mean, you can't tell them on Shabbos. You can't go over to your nachri who's there and say, can you please do a malacha for me? That's for sure, sir. It can't be Maris Ayin, which means it can't be really public. So it has to be in her little downstairs room, you know, that she could do malacha. Exactly. And it can't be something which is noise in general, because then you have a Zilzel Shabbos problem. You know, she can't do, I don't know. So he gives a couple of examples. And again, I didn't really go through. I just saw this a few minutes ago. I don't know where, he doesn't have such extensive footnotes, but he says some things which would be permitted, he said, that means all of this, and it can't be a prohibited benefit. I mean, he can't turn on a light for you. He can't create a new malach, new benefit for you that you never had. So one of the examples he said would be fine. He says washing dishes for after Shabbos use would be permitted. He says washing the floor would be permitted. I guess washing floor is not vacuuming. Just folding the laundry, taking out the garbage, cleaning tables and house for after Shabbos, and extinguishing the light or candles. But that's very limited. That's certain malach. I don't know. Vacuum already, so it sounds like you have another problem. Right. But he doesn't say do the laundry. He didn't say do the laundry, did he? No, he didn't. I didn't say vacuuming at all. The problem is that now you're running into issues of like the scope of Zilzel Shabbos. Zilzel Shabbos, again, we've seen, and you know, I'll do a few weeks, we'll talk about setting alarm clocks in Shabbos, how that plays into Zilzel Shabbos. Yeah, but, yeah. Yeah. But then you have Marisayin, you still have Marisayin in Zilzel Shabbos problems, right? So the question then becomes, the problem is that if they don't know, but people don't know who told her to do it. I mean, people who are watching don't know if you told her to do it or if she did it herself. But listen, people come in, people in and out, yeah. People in and out. My next door neighbor can hear everything that goes on in my house, for sure. So we hear the next door neighbors, people in my, you know, in Kew Gardens houses, when they're attached houses, you hear everything that goes on in your neighbor's house. But last point is, just to end with this, what can she do for herself? So now you're running into problems also. She can't even do for herself. Let's say she wants to vacuum her own, you know, room, and maybe as a result. So then he talks about, in the footnote here, he talks about things which people would know for sure, and she's doing for herself. Talking on the phone. She could talk on the phone for herself in her little, you know, he calls a telephone, but a cell phone is the same thing. You know, you could use a cell phone, you know, or she could use an iPad, you know, to make it even more modern than this. You know, she could sit there, or TV, you know, my booby is 8 always when she comes to us for Sukkot. So, you know, watch TV, you know, in the basement, in her little room, in her basement little room. You know, if she wants, at my parents' house, so she watches in the corner room, we can't see it. So if you watch it, if you watch it in a place, which is funny, it's 100% butter. She's doing it for herself. She's not doing it for my bubby. She's sitting in the. My bubby's not even in the room. She's downstairs doing it, and you know she's watching TV for her own self. What's the problem? You don't have Zilzal Shabbos problems because everyone's clear that she's doing it for herself. It should be fine. But for her to vacuum for you or to wash, use the laundry mat for you would be awesome. It seems to be again not. Poskening, but it seems from the sugya, it will come out that basically she's a kavon, which gives you some heter, but you still can't do anything which is radical, like noisy and stuff like that, because you run into zilzal shabbos. Shkoyach.